All right, quick announcement here from Side Dish before we get started with regular programming. We didn't forget it.
No. This is a special announcement that we're splicing in for no other reason.
August 9th, we will be recording live and in person from Dryland Distillery.
This is news to me.
We'll be recording at 4 p.m., so we encourage everybody to come on down, mark your calendars, August 9th, 4 p.m., and listen to us live and in person and see how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Hopefully eat some sausage, get a drink too.
Get some good cocktails. So please come on down and we'll announce it again next time.
August 9th. See you then. Hello and welcome to Side Dish, your podcast about Longmont. Everything that you want to know and very, very little that you need to know. I am one of your hosts, Brady Steffel, and today I am joined by
Annie Larner.
Hello, Annie.
Hey, Brady.
And we're going to go in here today, in the studio.
In the studio, live, in person.
Teal and gray and brown.
I know. You should describe to listeners what the studio really
is. Well, first of all, we have Lauren in.
That's part of the studio today.
Go ahead. And also we have
Lauren Stapleton.
Lauren Stapleton of Wolf and Wren fame from downtown. She has printers and stuff. You said you're going to tell me.
Did you say Wolf and Wren?
Ach, der Wren. Oy vey. So I was going to see your machines and never did. And I'm actually, now that I'm sitting here thinking about what I'd said I would be happy to do, I'm like, oh, I didn't.
That's my bad. I should have followed up on that. Yeah.
Also, I'm just a lazy, poor excuse for you.
So give us the 10-second pitch. What's Wolf and Wren?
Wolf and Wren is a, we've been a wholesale letterpress greeting card company for about 10 years.
Okay.
And then just in 2022, we opened a brick and mortar. A little stationery shop in downtown Longmont in Old Town Marketplace.
Yeah, and I bet you got the primo spot right up front.
Yeah.
You know, and just a plug, Old Town Marketplace, that is this goofy, we've talked about it before, this goofy little building that has a ton of small businesses with their little, almost like stalls inside of there. Yeah. And there's some really cool little shops that have popped up because it gives all these small operators a chance to have a brick and mortar for like way less overhead and get established and then eventually move out of there and maybe get something bigger down the line or not. But you have the nice window frontage, which is good.
But every single person that walks in that building goes, I had no idea this was here. This is like a little mall. This is so cool. Like every person. It's so funny.
Totally. Well, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to Side Dish. So, yeah, we're sitting here in the studio. Yeah, we talk about this a lot. This is at Longmont Public Media, and they put us in the basement in this podcast studio.
It's very much in the basement. It's dodgy. Yeah. The ceilings are nice, rich gray, which is cool. That's a big takeaway. There's some soundboardy stuff on the walls. The ceiling is gray with some trim work around it. And then we've got, was this teal? We're looking at teal?
Yeah, definitely teal.
Teal walls, half and half, sort of teal and gray.
It does a pretty good job absorbing sound, except that Brady's loud, and he sits over in the corner, and it kind of just like ricochets off of that, and he sits back against his mic. So it's a little echoey with Brady, but
I like to be
we
heard.
Do our best.
I like to be heard. I think it's just picked up on every other mic, too. Brady just needs to sit closer so they can't pick up my booming voice. Yeah, so it's...
I like recording here. You know, we always talk about it. Longmont Public Media is like the coolest little Longmont asset. You can come here as a creator, do your podcast, edit your video, use their cameras, use their lights, use their studio, all for very little.
Brought to you by Longmont Public Media.
I know. You guys just have this time slot saved at Longmont Public Media for you to record.
Exactly. We have like a standing reservation that we come in and use, and other people do too.
We don't
too.
Have to stand, though. We do have to. Rim shot.
We sit. Yeah. Pretty. We should stand. This is a long time to sit.
Yeah, I'll say the space is very functional. It's a very functional space. Yeah. If I was getting out my marketing hat, that's me putting on a hat. My head is it's
you know,
squishy.
I think everything behind the scenes is, you know, always ultimately
I'm here in like my like at least it's just Lauren, because Lauren's seen me in like the like worse than this.
Oh yeah, so you guys are neighbors, right?
Yeah.
So Brady goes out in his skivvies to get his paper. Is that how you ever seen that one?
Yeah, just like oh.
I feel like we're both backyard dwellers.
Yeah.
So
much.
It's like, you know, we don't see each other.
I need to have a front porch. I'm super jealous of your front porch. It's very nice.
Primo.
So they had a front porch built by Ernie.
Nice.
What's that?
There's a guy that built it named Ernie.
No, it was Eddie.
There we go. Eddie built him a front porch. It's nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Really nice.
And I want one. And Kelsey's kind of like, well, we got a back porch. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, you just sit out front and watch the world go by. Yeah. In the back, you're just like, leave me alone.
Well, our backyard gets so hot. Mm. So this is like a nice reprieve in the summer.
Yeah. So we're in the opposite. So we're our front, our backside is on the same east cardinal direction as your front side. Right. So we get protection in the back. Anyway, this is a Longmont podcast. So maybe we should talk a little bit about
Longmont. Yeah, what you got? What you got, Brady?
They're spraying for mosquitoes.
Can you buzz around town?
Buzz. Spraying. Literal buzz.
Literal buzz.
Set up. Whacked it out of the park.
Good one.
More like wiffle ball over here.
Okay, so what's the word?
Well, they have some mosquito traps set up, and then they say, oh, geez, they're full of West Nile. I don't know how full they are. I'm not trying to, you know, ferment panic or whatever. Ferment's a funny word.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, not trying to do that. They said that they found some instances of West Nile, so they're going to shoot them down with chemicals. Which is, they said, a higher number because it was wet. We all know this. We've been outside. It's been wet.
My daughter has like 14 mosquito bites right now. That's terrible. So rough.
Yeah. There's a thing, I don't even know what it is. We used to call them chiggers, but we'd go in the lake and it's like some people just call it lake itch. Oh, very cool. Annie's playing the drums. Didn't even know you brought your set in today.
It's my sound effect. I'm trying the new ones out.
Yeah. Wow, that's really resonating. That's amazing. And I went in and just was like covered in this like it was like busting out in hives. It was so bad. And I was like scratching with like that you pop the top of a tennis ball container off. And I was just like, oh my God. It's bad. And you're a child and you can't help yourself. And you're like, where's the calamine?
Oh totally. God.
Anyway, that's cool. What do you guys got? Because that's a good one. That was a fun one.
Got some real estate stuff.
Oh boy.
I don't know. I think everyone saw it. We saw that Seagate sold. Did you see that?
Selling the lease back themselves.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big trade, $101 million. I mean, on one hand, it's sort of like indicative of the economy in like in a positive way. Like, oh, look, big trades are happening. But also this has probably been in the works for like 3 years. Right. You know what I mean? It's bought by Conscious Bay, who has, they're kind of a bigger investor, and they have quite a bit of stuff in Boulder area and do not want for capital ever. So anyway, that's kind of exciting. Go Seagate. I don't know why. I don't know too much about the backstory other than, boom, it traded.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one. That's just
40 acres. I mean, they're a primary employer here in Longmont, so it's, you know, kind of a big deal.
That's why we moved here.
What, Seagate? Mm-hmm. Oh, we moved here for IBM.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's that's a familiar story on both ends of that one, right?
Like, yeah. Well, it was a 10-year lease, so I don't think they're going anywhere. I'm not really even sure what the motivation was to sell, but they're not planning on leaving.
Something, something, cash flow, something,
yeah, who knows.
Yeah, equity, something, trade, something.
So that's cool. And then the other two quick updates that have been in the news that I just want to talk about was some planning commission, the county commissioners, and their votes, both on the Bond Farm proposal and then also the Kanemoto Estates, because that's sort of happened recently. So obviously the Bond Farm one is down there at Spruce and what, like Bowen?
In that general area.
That area, this proposed development for like 70 units. Mm-hmm. And basically they had this 6-hour-long meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission, because what they have to do is make their recommendation either for or against it ultimately, and then no matter what, it'll go to City Council. Mm-hmm. So they'll move to City Council for the final vote, whether they have endorsement from the commission or not. And they didn't even
They kicked it down the line.
Yeah, kicked the can.
So. Wait until October. We'll figure it out then. Future me will love me for this. This will be great.
And this Longmont Leader article was good, and I just wanted to read a snippet from it, because they said, you know, neighbors have voiced several concerns with the city and developer, mainly centering around density, traffic, parking, and compatibility with the community. Mm-hmm. He's met all of the developer's met the requirements for planning and stuff. For parking. And then they said, as for compatibility, the question is largely subjective. And that's the thing. Like, the big concern over it was, like, is it compatible with the neighborhood? Because it's so much density. It's so many units per acre, which it's well within the allowable density in that neighborhood, according to our city planning documents and, like, the Envision Longmont from 2018. I think it's, like, 13, and you have up to 18 units per acre. Mm-hmm. So they're well within it, but what does compatibility even mean? And I think the neighbors are voicing what they think it means, and the developer has an opinion, the planning commission has an opinion. It's like, just a matter of, like, I guess, figuring it out in the public forum.
Yeah, and I mean, there's genuine concern there, because it's like, well, I mean, if you can actually stand on that leg, because it's like, well, traffic, like, you can have sort of an empirical, like, well, traffic flow will be like this and like that, that sort of thing. But when it comes to this, it is largely subjective. And if you're saying it's a single family neighborhood, a single family home neighborhood, I mean, it just is like that part.
That's what they consider compatibility.
And, if you go to the north and you're crossing 9th Street, basically in that same general area, you know, you go due north, whatever it is, 6 blocks, 8 blocks, whatever it is. There's a bunch of those types of developments.
Is there, though? So actually, I was thinking about that because I'm trying to be really, what's the word? Objective here. Like, right. What other similar developments are there to that in Old Town?
In the middle of Old Town, like south of 9th, very little.
Oh, it could even expand it up to Mountain View if you want.
So between 9th and, but that's, I mean, if you're talking about what, like, think people like Lauren and I who live in what is Old Town, like yeah. in West Old Town,
yeah.
what the bounds of that would be.
If you're going 3rd to 9th, yeah, exactly.
But Sunset to Main Street.
The closest is like the townhomes, I guess, that's over there on Terry. Say.
Those brick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's, yeah. but I mean, totally. On the north side of 9th Street, like close to Francis, I think that there's a couple different units too. And you kind of drive past and you don't even notice what's there. And then there's one yeah. on Sunset.
And there's some multifamily apartment complexes on the east side. If you go up and down Emory, for example, I think between like 9th and down to all the way to 4th or 3rd, mm-hmm. there's just scattered in between these big old houses are like 8-plexes mm-hmm. and even like a 10-plex, I think, is right there. And that's
but sort of in that framing, even into Bone Farm, which would be south, like everything sort of in that same Main to Sunset area. If you just go south, it's kind of Bone Farm. And down there, there's no apartment complexes either that I can think of.
Right.
Somebody might correct me, but
there's
really
a,
that's not.
There's a multifamily, actually, interestingly, on the market right now near 3rd and kind of Gay or like between, and you would never know. There's like three or four units in that. Yep.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I was like, wow, I didn't know there was any multifamily totally. Like that in Old Town. I was really surprised to see that.
There's mm-hmm. a few that are more a bit more historical that sort right. of just that's, like live there quietly. And
right, yeah. right, yeah.
But in terms of like a modern thing, and you look at it, you can go, okay, well, and this is me putting on my NIMBY hat, like really saying like, you know, I know like denser infill is better for a lot of things. And if I'm going to wear the NIMBY hat, then you're going, okay, well, there's plenty of places on Main Street that you could still do that because as we're talking about the slope, and the slope is like 3rd to as you go south, there's all kinds of stuff there that's sort of rife for redevelopment that we've talked about.
Right.
And like, well, just a few blocks away, you could build that. And it would be very much in line with what that area is doing and sort of wants.
And I guess everybody expects it when you move to that like sort of more urban, mm-hmm. you know, walkability type of, which...
And you've got mixed.
Yours is not that far off, but yeah.
Well, I mean, you got a bunch of, but it is really. I mean, it's not there. If you're there historically, and historically too, I mean, it's
right.
been like a dog run that
right.
it's been a. If you've lived next to that for a year, 20 years, whatever,
right.
I mean, 50 years or more,
right.
it's been a beautiful spot to be, and to plant this like large thing on, it's going to be like, well, all of a sudden now we go from having this open vista, you can see down to the creek, to like, oh, it's an apartment. So I get it.
And these are going to be nice designs and they're for sale. I try to be objective on this one. I think mm-hmm. what I don't understand is just the like the intensity of the outrage, the intensity of the like response from the neighborhood against it. I can understand some concerns and this and that, and like, but it feels like they are just out to like burn this one to the ground. Like, no way.
Right.
You know, it's like, mm-hmm. okay, that makes me, I feel like that reaction doesn't quite match the stimulus.
But I think this is like just very common in this type of neighborhood, kind of wherever you go. I don't think that this is a long one thing, and I'm not going to call anybody out and say like, oh, you're being awful. Cause I look at it and go like, yeah, I genuinely get it. If I lived in like on either side of that or even
right.
on that block,
right.
I'd be like, really?
Right.
I live here in this.
But
like,
never,
I bought a
like,
single story.
I know.
Like,
now, I remember when we bought our house because we have like one of these crazy deep double lots, and behind mm-hmm. it is a church with a parking lot. And I remember when we bought it, one of my friends who is in real estate was like, yeah, we were like, this is amazing. Like, it's a church. We're going to forever have this crazy. And he's like, yeah, we'll see. It's like churches don't last forever. In fact, they don't really last very long at all anymore. And the odds are this will be redeveloped into something one day, like while you live here. And it was like a head scratcher at the time. And now I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. Obviously. And in fact, it is being turned into a housing project for the in-between. They're turning, we've talked about that, their mm-hmm. parking lot into it or whatever. So already, you know, we're
yeah.
a few years in, they're doing that. But it's like nothing. And sorry, I'm like so...
Yeah, you've been jazzing, slamming.
I know,
just
I'm just
really
like
got
all
the
over lookout.
Bang, bang.
We had Jack Bestall on a few weeks ago, who's a developer in town. And he made that good point. He's like, we have such short, like, this stuff evolves. You think that it's just going to, mm-hmm. how it is now is how it's always going to stay. And it doesn't. It's not like one developer's idea of how things go. It's all collectively moving. And just, mm-hmm. anyway.
So I think there will be continued vitriol, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Bone Farm thing actually does wind up getting tabled or scaled
down. I think so, too. I think at this point the Planning Commission might poo-poo it, and then I doubt the City Council will pass it without their endorsement. Yeah,
because it's been, I mean, it's been the source of great ire. Oh, my gosh. And I'm just, like, I live close enough that Laura and I think we're just outside of the, you get the notices about it, but if we lived half a block to the south, we'd probably be getting told, like, hey, there's these meetings and stuff, and this will affect you. But then I'd probably be on Third Street, so, like, whatever. Anyway, so it's, like, we're probably going to get somebody's going to have some, like, oh, you're wrong-headed idiots, and but whatever. I get both sides of it. We do need dense infill if we want things to work out.
You should have, like, a forum on here, like, both sides talking about. I ain't moderating nothing.
Ooh, that could be fun.
You know, whack 'em stick. Shut up.
Well, in a similar vein, we had the county commissioners also defer a decision on the easement, the conservation easement at Kanemoto Estates, the so-called Kanemoto Estates. So this is the proposed development north of 119 and Airport Road that is a parcel, doesn't have anything to do with the Kanemoto family anymore, but it used to, and they sold it in 2020, and it has this conservation easement on it. And as part of their, like, plan, they have to annex it into Longmont, remove this easement, and then do this proposed development that would be, like, 400. It's a really big one.
Yeah, this was the source of some online.
Yeah, there's some more neighborhood response to this one. Yeah. And I think the
biggest thing about these is that, like, all politics are local politics. And when it comes down to it, the people that are upset are like, this affects me directly in a very dramatic way. And then from the people that stand on the outside, because I have a lot less opinion about this one, because I don't live over there, you know? Like, so I live close to the one, I go, I get it. I get this side, I get that side. And then I look at this other one and it's like, well, I don't know. I don't, you know, it doesn't affect me personally. So then I'm more of the stoic outsider.
So, yeah, what has to happen is this easement has to be lifted, which it was a temporary easement in the sense, I think it was a 40 or 41 year long easement that would be up for being able to be lifted at the point when it expired, or I guess it could be renewed. I actually don't know the ins and outs of it, but the county commissioners have to approve this easement going away, and they kicked the can down the line. Again.
Yeah.
So nobody wants to make this. No. I'm like, they met for like 6 hours. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
Never, like, do this. I would go insane.
Let's do this again in October.
I would go insane. Make a decision.
This was fun. We should do this again.
Oh my gosh. And I get there's like big implications, but that's your job when you're a commissioner is to make hard decisions. Yeah. Like, that's, you don't just keep deferring. So I don't know why they did, but that one was tabled for quite a while. I'm trying to think.
So that's fun.
That's fun. And so
those are my full of the really updates. Like, really fun updates. And it's like,
and then the council or this committee met for another 6 hours.
We call that the no update update.
Well, I mean, it's an update in that, like, I think it, like, what the update does is portray how, like, vitriolic these things really are, like, how much the pot gets stirred when these things get brought up. Because everybody's, like, probably sitting in their camps, like, sharpening their spears or whatever, and then, you know, just ready for it, and then it happens, and it's like, and so then you wind up, you know, the two sides hit heads, and yeah, it gets bloody, you know, it's crazy. So development is not easy, and I mean,
speaking of that, we got an update from Bill, listener Bill, about Altitude Village, and he said it's not happening.
Okay.
He's like, it fell through because the owner didn't realize they had to take care of raw water requirements in order to develop. Because the current cash in lieu for that particular parcel would be $5 million. So you pay your cash in lieu for your, like, dedicating water back to the city when you do something like that, and $5 million just for water. So it's on the market.
Okay. Well, that's, yeah, I mean,
I don't know why those signs are still out there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's Altitude Village at the corner of Rogers Road and Airport.
Yeah, it would have been kind of a cool facility. Yeah. Because my sister-in-law actually asked about it, which is like, how did you hear about this?
No, it's so weird.
Like, it's crazy. But, yeah, fell through.
So, Lauren, you said you had some updates. What you got?
I got some nuggets. Mine are mostly in Old Town, though. So,
we only talk about Old Town.
I know, right?
Did you hear about the golf simulator and bar going in by DOG? Did we talk about this already?
Long drive. Yes, of course. We talked twice about it. Brady has amnesia.
I thought it was
a
new one.
I should listen to these.
I thought that was a new one for you. You talked about Longmont Axe House opening last week.
Yeah.
Did you know that Johnny's Hot Dogs, that Chicago-style hot dog place that was where Manitai is, they're going to be at the Longmont Axe House. Ooh. As a food truck.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So people that are missing their Chicago-style dogs can.
What is a Chicago-style dog?
It's just loaded for bear.
I can't speak strongly on this, but I think it has, like, all of the toppings. You have pickles, onions, mustard, ketchup. I mean, I think ketchup actually is.
Oh, that might be one of them.
That's one of the things it can't have.
This is what I do when I go and get a Rocky dog, just to kind of, like, I don't even really want all that on it. I just feel like I have to make my money worth it and just load up with condiments because I feel like I get more bang for my buck.
I'm buying a 40-cent hot dog for $9, and I'd very much like to
of that on it, please.
Three more cents in condiments, please. It came out of the Cisco truck this morning.
Yeah. Totally. Nice. Well, have you gone axe throwing yet?
I have not.
Yes. Me neither.
It doesn't seem like a real child-friendly activity. Yeah, I do have young kids.
How old are your kids?
4 and 8.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a perfect play date experience.
The 8-year-old. Come on. Love it. Oh, my God.
We're hawking axes.
His birthday party there or something.
Yeah, exactly.
At that age when, like, they're old enough and corny to do that, but they're not old enough to drink beer yet. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Are they coordinated enough? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, teenagers can be pretty good at football or whatever. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was not me.
Dude, so my 5-year-old found throwing knives the other day. Like, he went into the shed and we were kind of going through stuff. And so, I didn't even know we had throwing knives. I have no idea. There was a bunch of stuff in storage we were going through. And somehow he came out and he's like, Dad! And he'd like found these knives. He was so excited. This particular child loves weapons and weaponry. Yeah. And he's always just like grabbing stuff. And he was like so excited. All of them are out. He already was cut. just a little bit of blood. Not too much. Like right there on the leg. And he was like obsessed. And husband's like, okay, hang on. Hold on. Give me the knife. Set it down right here. You know, they're sharp. You
drop
know?
The knife.
I love that you just happen to have those in your shed.
I know. I didn't even know we owned them.
Jeepers creepers. Yeah, no. Otherwise, what have I been? I had 300 Sons last night. Went up to 300 Sons after doing the, you know, the old man biking thing on my Tuesday nights.
Did you get yourself some GF Grubby Grub?
I did. Nice. Their food still impresses.
Yeah, it's so good.
So good.
It really does, yeah.
That's a go-to for us, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
We used to do takeout, and they're like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, anymore. They don't
like,
do
I was with you during the dark days, you know, and now you're just saying, I've been forsaken. You got to go there. You got to eat.
Have you had the fried green beans? Are they GF?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
It's true fried food. Should be. Hmm? Cornmeal.
Cornmeal. Sure. Well, if it is, I'd try them.
They're good.
I mean, but I had the scratch burger and fries, and they're super good.
Yum.
So delicious.
Yum.
So, yeah, we went out and did the biking thing last night. It was pretty good. So hot.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my God.
You need to go
my
like 11
rate,
o'clock.
My heart rate was just like 10 BPM higher than normal. I'm looking down and going...
Working hard.
It doesn't normally get this high anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten older. It doesn't usually do this. And I'm going like, I'm not putting enough power to be doing this. Like, and I just, I'm fading. And I had a bottle full of water and a bottle full of like this size, the 24-ounce thing. Bottle full of water and a bottle full of like electrolyte stuff. And the bottom third of the first one just went up in my head. And it's like now all I've got is sugar water, like salty sugar water left. And, like, I just want to pour it on my head, but it's like, I'm not going to ride another 10 miles with, like, sticky.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Like, water between, like, the legs.
Well, it's fine to, like, it's just water. Like, it's going to last 5 minutes because it's 98 degrees. Right. Like, the high on my bike computer, which registers a temp when you're out on the asphalt in the middle of nowhere, it was, like, 104 degrees. Oof. And so I'm out, you know, I'm like, squirt. And then it's like, you get back. Like, well, I got to this left. This kind of stinks. So that was rough. There was some rider from out of town that doesn't, because it's usually the relatively same old group and old sometimes. We're not the youngest. And so some kid showed up on like his cross bike, which is a bulkier, taller thing. And he was so strong. Like he blew us all up. And it was like, okay. But reel it in. I don't know if he'll come back. He might not have thought it was the challenge, but. It was good. Like, I love going out with those guys. It's super fun. You know, if you're a biker, whatever, go find your local club. Find your local riding club because they're usually pretty good guys. They just want to talk. It's funny because I've known these guys for a long time, and we just talk about, like, what size tire do you have on your bike? And do you run tubeless or tube? Or, you know, what
oh,
do
my
you
God. Do? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's great.
Bike shops in town are like swamped right now.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll say we also did go to Longmont Bicycle Company when my folks were here, which was very cool. Yeah. My dad was looking into getting an e-bike, and you're like, I'm not, no hate on him. Like, I don't need that. I'm Johnny Big Legs over here. I got I got all that. So that's cool. But like, you know, some people want an e-bike. And I don't.
So they've got e-bikes, huh?
They got e-bikes. Yeah, and nice. I didn't know. It's become more prevalent. So we actually drove down to the Rad store, Rad e-bikes.
Right.
In Denver, mm-hmm. just on a whim.
Right.
And then if there's drama involved in that. But on a whim, we went down to the Roddy bike, and they just have, like, a test facility. They're like, just, yeah. do you want to ride a bike? And yeah. so there's just got, like, a little tent outside, and there's, like, a lady that just,
so
like,
your parents were in town again.
Yeah.
They come in town all the time. So where do they stay? Have we talked about this?
Yeah, they stay at an Airbnb.
Are they going to stay at the hotel when it starts coming? Do you think that they'll switch it up?
No.
No, they're, like,
no. They got to deal with the guy, and they got a thing.
They got a thing.
He's
got
a setup. Lauren knows.
Gotcha.
Neighborhood stuff. So they, you know, they got a play, a couple places they can stay. I mean, oh, okay. and they're like, one's on Lawrence Block, like
uh-huh.
like two doors away uh-huh. from me, and then one's just like a
gotcha.
You know, whatever. Gotcha. So they do that.
Okay.
So we went down there, and they have like treks and all sorts of like cool stuff at the Longmont Bicycle Company, and I was actually very surprised at how much they had just in the building.
Yeah, nice.
I didn't realize that they sold anything. I got a, oh, it's our summer sale or whatever. And then they said e-bikes. I'm like, well, you're looking at e-bikes.
That's yeah, I mean, I guess cool. like all car makers now have EV too. It's not just
yeah. And so, Tesla. I mean, they're cool. They're a lot of fun. We test drove some like behind in their lot too. They'll let us do that. A lot of fun. So if you're interested in that, go check out Longmont Bicycle Company. I like that place.
Yeah. Lauren, have you eaten anywhere fun lately in town?
Sadly, I have not. Nowhere new. We've been talking about going to Rosa's Cantina.
Super good.
Everybody's talking about it.
I got my
it.
Horn out. I was tooting about it last night. I was like, if you guys tried Rosa Cantina, go to this. Pretty freaking good.
It's yeah, so good.
Definitely tried.
We almost went last night. Now I wish that we did. Matt's been, and he loved it.
Yeah.
My husband.
There's always tonight.
There is always tonight. I know you guys are tempting the Scratch Kitchen tonight.
It's super good. Yeah, but you have to eat there. You can't just take it home.
No, that's the point. I don't do this take it. If I'm going to like pay money for food, I'm going to not messy my kitchen and I'm going to make my kit.
Unless
I mean?
It's like Chinese food for some reason.
Right. Yeah, we do a lot of pho. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, a lot of pho.
I feel like if I'm going to pay for it, I'd rather just not clean my kitchen.
Yeah.
What's to clean? That's the whole idea with
the table. My kids make a huge mess. They just like blow it all up. It doesn't matter.
Eat in front
of the
TV.
It's not as good either.
It's not quite the same. Exactly. It's cold. It's out of like styrofoam.
Yeah, it's like,
just
like
not
steamed a little.
I need a presentation. I need a hot plate.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm like that.
Jeepers creepers. Did we talk about the Boulder County awarded $25 million to fix Culver/119 intersection?
No.
Did we talk about this? Okay. This is actually kind of a big one. More development. This is like so... like bone dry Longmont minute that we've been on tonight, so we've just really been on one. But the city of Longmont, this is Longmont Leader. Longmont Leader's had some pretty good articles.
Longmont Leader is bringing it.
Yeah, they've been bringing it.
I'm like, I've been going there more for stuff, honestly. Than
I found a bunch of stuff there this week.
Yeah,
usually it's sort of a mix, and then you go out and find your own stuff. Yeah. Longmont Leader's been killing it, so go check them out. But the city of Longmont announced that $25 million from the Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, or RAISE grant will be coupled with a $1 million state grant to improve Colorado 119 beginning with the Hoover Street intersection. So this is like a big
been planning some improvements for the intersection for a while.
Long time, yeah. Because we had...
Phil came and talked about that. Yeah, he talk about the underpass that they want to do?
Yeah, I think he mentioned that. I think so. And they talk about it in this. They're just talking about like... I think details on specifically what's going to happen there, which is kind of what I was hoping to find. But like that... The intersection, any of the intersections in town where you have to make more than a 90 degree turn, those are just like.
So what is that grant focused on?
Rebuilding American infrastructure with sustainability and equity.
Okay, how do you make a intersection of Hoover and 119, for example, more sustainable and more equitable?
They're like, nice words to insert into a grant.
We keep the green light the same amount of time in every direction. It's very
well,
fair.
No, I mean, honestly, they're talking about, as part of this, making it more multimodal.
Yeah.
So, like,
sure.
Bus rapid transit.
We want to make this intersection more accessible to everyone.
You know.
Okay.
But you're not wrong. Like, they just did all the ADA stuff in Old Town.
I'm just messing around.
Japers, creepers, being deliberately obtuse. For humor. For humor. For
humor.
Something. I would never stoop to such lows.
This podcast is brutal. Lauren's the only interesting thing here.
No doubt. This is dry. Dry as old toast.
I do have more updates.
Holy crap.
It is. You just got to jump in.
So this is all. They're saying that $115 million, $120 million or something. Big project. You want to go, like, Macy May has been killing it. Longmont leader. Go check out all the details.
Yeah, Macy May's great. We should have Macy May on.
We should have Macy May on. But we've had, like, they said it took, like, 10 years of planning and like, lobbying to get this thing.
Nice.
So, like, this is sort of the culmination of many hours of much work.
All right.
What else do you got? What else is happening?
I have some Old Town Marketplace updates. Oh. So there's a new place in there, a Japanese convenience store. What? That I'm very excited about.
Is it open?
It's open.
I gotta go.
Kawaii Kombini. And they do... Do you know what the... I'm going to pronounce it right, but it's onigiri. It's the rice balls with, like, something in the middle.
Yum.
Like a grab-and-go Japanese snack.
Oh.
Very filling, though. Like, really, like, you, one and done.
Okay. Yum. Oh, okay.
Very, very good. It's ran by Brooks. He he used to do a food truck and then started this in OTM right next to the empanada lady.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So do they have packaged stuff too?
So he's going to have a fridge in there eventually where you can just like grab and go. Mm-hmm. Right now, I think he's making everything to order.
Cool.
I'm not positive though.
Awesome. I'm so checking that out.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Is it open?
It's open.
Okay.
I think maybe Thursday through Sunday or something like that right now.
Okay. Smaller hours.
Yeah. And then Maldo's is leaving. Did you know that?
Is that the
boba tea?
The boba tea.
Remember,
place.
We talked about this. You'd think he's never here. Moving down to South, the plaza at Southmore. Is that what it's Southmore Plaza? At
by
119
Goodfellas.
And, yeah. That, Maine yeah. and Ken Pratt.
Yeah.
Right. One of the four.
But I don't know what's. I wish I had an update for you today of what's going in there. But
right.
There's been discussions, and I know there's people chomping at the bit. I'm pretty sure it's going to be. Drinks again of some sort. I don't know if it's coffee or what, you know, what's going to happen.
So I think we talked about this and we were talking about how like the foot traffic sitch is better on Main Street right. than it would be down there. I think.
Yeah,
there you go. That's it.
I
need to get the thread. Once I have the thread, like the whole thing falls yeah. on me. I'm like, oh, I remember this entire conversation. But before
surprising.
That, I'm like, we've never.
Yeah,
we've never
I know. They went kind of big. So yeah. maybe they're hoping to get people traveling through or whatever,
yeah.
like more car traffic than foot traffic.
What's your hot take on boba tea? Are you for or against?
I don't actually have, like, a super strong feeling on it. Like, I like it occasionally.
Okay.
I do feel like it's just, like, a sugary drink. So it's, like, I'm kind of naturally anti that.
Right,
but,
yeah.
like, it's, and my kids love it that, like, I'm also anti because I, like, can't. Like,
right,
no, every
right.
time you come to my store, you cannot have a boba tea.
yeah.
So, yeah, it's not, like, a very hard, like, yes or no.
Okay. Some people are so into it. That
she's got some baggage with it, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
yeah. I'm like, you know, if somebody gave me one, I'd probably drink part of it and be like, well, it was all right. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't need, like,
it's
like
fun.
Goobers in my sweet
So
milk
what's your
tea.
Favorite store and marketplace other than your own?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I love them all.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to make any enemies here.
Yeah.
just like, oh, I love all my children equally.
Exactly.
But it's actually you. You're my favorite.
I think it's just at a really good place right now. Like, people are, the business owners that are there are, like, really into it and, like, see the potential of the building. And, you know, I just think it's a good group. And I think it has, yeah, it's just got so much potential. And,
yeah.
like, I think it's just gotten increasingly better as, like, every year that goes on.
That is awesome.
And
yes.
I think Tomas is, like, doing something really cool for people that run small businesses where, you know, women, minorities, and people can have stores and Main Street, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I feel like it needs a bit of fanfare on the outside
because yeah.
so many people do say, like...
Totally.
What?
And the sign fell down? I don't know if you saw
it. I saw that. I was wondering what's up with that.
It was crazy windstorm back in, like, April or something. Huh. It fell down, so...
So you have Wolf and Ren in there, and I'm gonna. She brought a swag bag, so we got hard bribed for this one, which is amazing. I got a little like Musette style reusable shopping bag with
mm-hmm.
a wolf and a bird on it. Probably a Ren, if I had to guess.
That is a Ren.
Yeah, very cute, very like, very nice.
I know this isn't like your thing, Brady. Like I know, like you wouldn't like stationery isn't like your
yeah,
thing.
I know.
But
I
tried
it.
To like hand select things that I thought you would like specifically.
You know, like what I was having a thought on the way in, like if I was going to make a greeting card, like what I do for people when I am giving a birthday card is like I fold over a piece of like printer paper And then I just write, like, whatever. You know,
you're like a four-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll just be like, and then I'll be like, it would have cost me $5 to get a greeting card. Here's $5. And then I give that to somebody.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if I was going to have an idea, I'd have, like, the cheapest card in the world. And then it would just be that, like, happy birthday or, like, happy and then just a blank.
None of this surprises me.
And then, like, on the inside, be like, this card was 50 cents. It would have cost me $6. Let's split the difference. And then you just put, like, $2.50 in it. That would be, like...
So that, for me, also, that would be killer, though, yeah. I got these greeting cards that says, someone in Longmont loves you, and it is in the shape of a heart. That is so cool. I cannot wait to use that. And this is adorable. It's a bedside worry book, like a little journal. It says, write it down and go back to sleep. Because everything is scarier at 2 a.m. Ain't that the truth? I hate worrying about
those little
at
2 a.m. bedside worry books do really well as gifts or stocking stuffers.
They're
things
so
like that.
Cute.
People love them.
And some blank greeting cards, which are endlessly useful.
Yeah. And yeah, I just printed those. Those note cards are new. Those, like, those flat stationery. And Brady has some, too, that are a little different. We're just launching those, like, this week, so I'm all excited about them. I love seeing new products.
Where do you get your stuff printed?
I print it.
You print it?
In my garage.
She's got, like, machines
and
stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah. So is that how this started?
Yes. Yeah. I identify as a printer. So I have, like, two big letter presses in my garage, and I actually have three in there, I should say. I was going to have Brady over to, like, see the operation because it's confusing to be like, wait, you make everything? And tons of people that come in the store are like, this is cool. And then they're like, how is this made? And I'm like, oh, I make it in my garage. They're like, what?
Totally, yeah. So I didn't know it was like that. I figured you just maybe, I don't know, because there's lots of ways to do this.
Yeah,
what you need is
upload,
like,
and print it in China or anywhere. And,
yeah.
You know, like at Westside, they have that TV that just plays that really weird stuff. You could just get, like, a loop.
I know, in the store.
Yeah, you get, like, a loop of that, but it's, like, you just, like, making stuff on the machines.
Totally.
You know? And
that's
just
a nice
idea. How do you make this stuff? It's like, just watch the video. Just watch the reel, man. Like, I know you don't have a great attention span. It's 2023. We're all burned out on screen time. Like, our brains are fried.
Who gave you your first printer?
I bought it. It was... it's kind of a long story, but
you got time.
I know. I worked for a letterpress printer, and I was also, like, simultaneously I had a background in, like, book conservation, and printing. I was a fine printer in college. I had a printmaking major, and
I've never heard of that.
So
how interesting.
I was kind of interested in, like, how these books were printed, and then I kind of found out about letterpress printing and took some classes and then found a job doing it. And then I was like, after a year of doing it as a job, I was like, I can just buy a press and do this. So that's when I did that. And my best friend, Liz Wolf, so the name is Wolf and Wren, Liz Wolf and Laura Wren. She was graduating with an MA from Columbia College in Chicago. And she was into book arts and all the same things I'm kind of into. And so I was like, let's start a company. You could be the illustrator. She's a fantastic illustrator. She does all the illustrations for the cards. You could be the illustrator. I'll be the printer. Like, we could just, like, collaborate. And she actually lives in Illinois. And so it's a long-distance friendship business, which is kind of odd.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder or something.
Well, it's also, like, the whole thing behind the business is connection, you know? And so, like, we've always tried to stay connected. And so all of our products are to connect people. And I think that's kind of the through line, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and I got this cool notebook that just says, I will write today.
I knew you were a writer.
Oh,
so
that's
perfect,
Brady.
I like it. I wrote this morning.
Nice.
When I can get my brain to do it, I'm pretty
good
at it.
That's awesome. That's a great...
But sometimes my brain doesn't come along. but yeah, no, I take a lot of notes. I'm an old school note taker kind of guy, so I actually really like that. I will actually use that. The thank you cards, I don't usually tell people thank you.
I just gave you one.
No, there's two here. There's a thank you. There's a dog. The dog's amazing. Right. I love it. There's a pink stylized dog with a thank you sign in its mouth. Looks like a lab. I love it. I love dogs. Someone in Longmont loves you, so I got that. So I give this to my wife to give to me. She doesn't listen to this, maybe on her birthday.
You can send that to anybody. Anybody. Family far away. Someone in Longmont loves you. Send it to your mom.
I should send this to my mom. She would like that.
She would.
Like, I got this as a gift from... It was free. My dad would appreciate it.
You don't have to say that.
My dad bites it like it was free, Dad. And you're like, oh, that's a great deal. Your mom would love that. Many thanks. A bunch of pizza slices and hamburgers and stuff on there. See, two thank yous. Appreciate that. Dear, oh, see, now this is my kind of thing. Like I was just saying, dear blank, thank you for blank. I appreciate you so much.
I almost got you a six-pack of those, and then I was like, maybe I'll just give him one to see how he feels about
it. No, this is my jam. Just like, fill it in. What you need is like a little whiteboard space on here. So you can just like thumb it out and you can just be like, all right, now I'm going to reuse this. Yeah, next person. Or just send along with like little stickers. So you can be like, dear, you know, then you put the sticker over it, like a white out thing. Yeah.
Send it with white out.
Send it with white out.
So I do feel the connection through your products in this case. These were very tailored to each of us. That's so funny.
And they are like, they're pretty personal and they're a lot of fun. Yeah. And it's like, I appreciate that kind of stuff. Because you go to Target and a lot of it's just like, yeah, I know. Like, this is just the lowest common denominator. It's like, okay, this month we're doing this. And like, okay, yeah, you're doing this because there's money in it. And it's like a lot, like, so bleached out, like, what's actually going to be. And, yeah, you get stuff that's, like, might not reach everybody, but it's still, like, fun and cool and quirky. Mm-hmm. I definitely appreciate those types of things. And this is going in the car because I'm like, I got to buy groceries.
Totally.
Okay, yeah. So I have questions still about this printer.
Yeah.
How big is it?
If you put both of the printers together, it's probably the size of a small car. And then one is kind of like a long table.
Okay. And are they like CYMK or are they digital? Or is it like
so
ink?
I mix all the inks myself.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's all raw pigment. And, it's pretty special. I love talking about color, too.
Yeah, I bet.
I love, like, picking the colors for the cards and mixing the color. It's just, yeah, I love it all.
Okay, and what did you say your degree was in?
Printmaking.
Printmaking.
I'm surprised.
What does that apply to? I mean, other than
What would you do? You'd be an artist. You'd be a fine printer. There is this place in New Mexico called the Tamarind Institute, and they print, like, other artists' art. So a lot of time, like, real famous artists will have prints made and they'll have...
I never quite understood what that even means. So
Have usually a printer make them for them, a fine printer.
And it's like a reproduction that's as accurate as it can be through, like, a printer.
Yeah, through... not really. Like, you need a press, you need inks, and you're making the design on, like, a piece of limestone that's etched or, like, an etched plate or, like, something like that. There's etching involved.
It's art.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is like way, way above. I'm like a word dude, so I'm just like.
Oh, well, this is crafty.
New words.
Well, it's just so much more than designing a card, printing it, and selling. I mean, there's a lot of art involved and hands on craftiness.
You can, if you want, I'd take just a small cut from my card idea. I think that it's got legs.
But I was going to say, because our cards are all handmade, I mean, they are of a higher price point. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people understand that, you know, that come into the store. But we do a thing called Flawed Fridays now where I end up with a lot of, like, smudges on the inside of a card or just, like, the score is slightly off or just something you wouldn't even notice. The, like, registration is slightly off. So I've started putting those out on a rack in the lobby so people can pay, like, $2 for a card. So it's, you know, it's the same price as going to Walmart, but you're getting, like, letterpress card, you know, like...
Yeah, yeah.
And usually people can't even tell what's wrong with it, so.
Yeah, people are stupid.
And how long have you been in business?
We registered Wolf and Wren in 2014, but we opened the brick and mortar in 2022.
Wow.
So we've been 14 months now, yeah.
You just had your one-year anniversary. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it's been really fun comparing, you know, like, from last year now, like, having numbers and being like, oh, we're busier.
Do you feel like you're getting, like, a following?
Yeah. It feels better. Last summer there was some slow days and I was like, is it because OTM's so hot? I don't know if you guys remember, but the swamp coolers in OTM weren't working last summer. So it was so hot in there and, like, it was rough. Ooh. But this summer they're kind of working and people are coming in. And, yeah, I feel like all the paper people of the community now kind of know we're there, so.
Yeah, and you have more than just, like, cards and...
Yeah, we have a lot more. Lots and lots of stuff. Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up. I was trying to... It's a general lead-in.
Yeah, so we make the cards, prints, notebooks, bags, stickers, but then we also carry, like, vintage prints, cards, and magnets. We carry pens, markers, pencils, gift wrap, all sorts of paper crafts like origami kits. And we have like locally made candles and handcrafted jewelry and wood pens made by a local guy and tape, scissors, kids' stationery, art supplies, Japanese stationery, just all sorts of stuff. It's only 420 square feet, so it's not it's a ton of selection, but it's like I try to have a little bit of everything so that when people come in and say, do you have this? I have like at least something close to that, you know?
Yeah. Because I mean, I went in and I was like, oh, this is, I mean, honestly, it sounds kind of, you know, like, but it's like, this is nicer than I thought it was going to be. Like, this is some nice stuff. Like, I like this. Like, and I didn't walk out with anything probably because, you know, you could be judged by my wife by just like, I want some paper stuff. You know, but like, I was just like, this is neat. And I got, I don't have to think about like where I would put stuff or whatever. Yeah. There's some stuff that like you could hang on a wall.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was cool. Like, I really enjoyed going in there. It was a pretty neat, gotta drop back in. You should go in if you've never been.
Well, I blew through there one day when I was flying downtown and was just kind of rushing through as many stores as I could for a few hours. And so I saw the space. It was so cute. Yeah. I love it. It just feels so curated and artistic. It now makes all the sense because mm-hmm. you care about aesthetics. And
yeah,
it felt that way. It's a very nice shop.
Thank you.
Or you could have your designer do like a run, like, you know, like, half a dozen different things. I was raised Catholic, so I went to like Stations of the Cross style, where it's like you have this, and it's like Lauren gets paper, and like Lauren fires stuff up into the machine. And, like,
Stations of the Press.
Yeah, Stations of the Press, I think, which probably is probably not like, you know, probably back home, the Catholics would be like, that's not a good thing to be doing. But like you could do like the Stations of the Press and just have like, you know, put that around and just be like, yeah, this is how the sausage is made, because people keep asking where it's like, that's me.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I've tried to kind of do that on Instagram, like through stories and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. here I am mixing the ink, here I am putting it on the press. But always have to like redo that, you know? It's like no one's going to go back into the archives and watch.
Yeah. No, I don't even
have
a gram.
So tell us your thoughts on local businesses in downtown Longmont. Are you bearish? Are you bullish? How do you feel about a business downtown.
I love being part of the community like this. It's been so fun. I think that in a way we're kind of all weathering a storm right now. Like once the hotel is done, once those buildings that are like just down the block from me are done with their renovations, it's like 350 Main. And once like Roots gets established, like we're kind of in this weird trifecta of like things changing and happening, and I think it's going to be good. And I think just downtown in general, like, it's getting more popular, and just having LDDA, like, have our backs and, like, trying to, like, work hard to bring traffic down there for us. It's like having someone work for you as a small business is so nice. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I feel like the potential is, like, I'm always like, it's just, like, right there, you know? It's like we're... Or maybe we've arrived. I don't know. It's like, we don't want, you know, like chain stores on Main Street. We want like small businesses, and that's what we have. And like people just need to know about us and come down and shop. Because even I get people coming into the store all the time saying, I've never been to Main Street. I've lived here 40 years.
Really?
Like some crazy
How
stuff.
How frequently does that happen?
Not that often, but it happens.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I haven't been down here in forever. It's changed so much. Mm. I'm like, yeah, it's not what is grandpa's pawn and gun anymore.
So would you say, break down kind of your customers. Is how often, and this is probably just kind of anecdotal, but like who are they people that come a lot to downtown? Do they live downtown? Are they visitors or these other people that you're describing that come infrequently or whatever? What do you kind of see?
I don't know if this is like everyone in OTM because there's a lot of like kids toy stores. And so like I don't really market to kids, even though I have kids stuff in there. I definitely, women is my, you know, a lot of women coming in, but I get so many like men asking for stationery lately. a lot of people in the neighborhood.
Beards and junk, like just,
you know. A lot of people from the neighborhood, a lot of repeat customers. Like once people are in, they know, you know, oh, I can come here for a card, you know. And I think that's what's nice about having a card shop on Main Street is like everyone knows somebody with a birthday coming up, you know. Like everyone needs a card. They just don't really think about it. You know, like, think, whose birthday is this month? Okay, buy a card for them.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want?
Do you know anything about that, Brady? Buying cards for people?
No. I send text messages or give calls. Hi, how's it going? How are you doing? Happy birthday.
Yeah, in fairness, I'm not very good at that either.
I don't know.
It takes a little bit of effort. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some intention. Also, to make the effort a little bit easier on people, we have a card writing station in the lobby. Give out free postcards that have like Longmont, Colorado, and like a picture of Wolf and Wren on it. And we pay for the postage. We have a little mailbox, so you can like write to people and put it in our mailbox, nice. And we'll send it for you.
Love that. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
We've really supplied everything. We've supplied it all. So you have no more excuses.
No more excuses. Just show up and birthday will be taken. I need to write my husband for Mother's Day. Just stop by Wolf and Wren on your way home from work and he'll take care of everything.
Totally.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah. We even have vintage stamps. So like some people like to customize their mail's so special now.
Yeah.
Like you can buy just vintage stamps from us to like totally customize the envelope too. Some people are really into old stamps, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's some cool stuff out there, right?
Sweet,
yeah.
So what's on the horizon for you?
I did want to tell everybody that Stationery Store Day is August 5th. It's a Saturday. Walrus Ice Cream out of Fort Collins, are you familiar? Their ice cream truck will be parked out front.
Okay.
And then in the back, we're going to have the Letter Farmer, which is like a mobile card store out of like a really cool little like Sprinter van thing.
Neat.
And then inside of Old Town Marketplace, we're going to be doing button making. We're going to have like a letter writing area, and like it should be quite a fun day. And that morning is the Boulder County Parade. You know how they do the parade before?
For the fair?
Yeah.
So the day of the Boulder County Fair, August 5th, come on down a little early.
Yep.
Right?
And or anytime.
Come to Old Town Marketplace. So that August 5th is a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So starting at what time?
We open at 10 that day. Great. And we'll be there till 6.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. It's a good plug. We'll put that in the show notes.
Cool.
Yeah, I should just get a button. So it's like, I'm with Stingy. I can give it to my wife. It's possible.
And I also wanted to do one other little plug is that we just launched the custom side of the business. So on our website now, there's a custom tab where you can fill out, send us an email with your custom work that you have needs for if you're having a wedding or your parents' 50th wedding anniversary party or whatever your needs are. We can design it and print it and it'll look beautiful. So.
And can you do the whole package like, all the menus and all the place cards? Okay, nice.
Yeah, totally.
Have you done that for some weddings?
We've done it, but we've never advertised for it.
Uh-huh.
And now we've hired an awesome graphic designer that's going to kind of head that up for us. So I'll be the printer and she's the designer. So, yeah.
Nice. It's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do
appreciate
like
that stuff,
like that.
But I can't be bothered to like see it through to the end. I just like, a bird.
You need to dial in with like some charity events and do their stuff too.
Totally.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Well,
Lauren, you are very prepared. You're a very prepared guest.
I just feel more comfortable when I'm prepared.
Yeah, well, a lot of the guests come on and go, I'm going to be more prepared this time. I don't think you could have been more prepared. So.
Yeah, no.
Nice job.
We don't usually, gift bags. She's got a notebook over here she's writing in, reading from. And I'm just like, I don't do this much work with this thing. So it's good to see. It's nice that somebody's putting the work.
Thanks for Karen.
You're welcome.
Thanks for Sharon. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And thanks to Andy Epler and David Cutter Music for our intro and outro music. Mm-hmm. Thanks to all of you for listening and tuning in and for following and coming back every week. We appreciate it a lot. Give us a follow, share with your friends, and tell us all your comments.
Yeah, if you got some constructive stuff, send it in. If you got stuff that's less so, send it in.
No, we like the juicy stuff too.
You want the juicy stuff? You want the boogers and all? You want all the warts and all?
SideDishLongmont@gmail.com.
All right, send us your...
And we'll see you next week.
Your sputum or whatever.
Thank you.